Friends, let's pray together. Lord, who is loving when we feel unlovable, who is truthful when we feel deceived or deceiving, who is holy when we become drunk on the idea of blending in. Hear the words of our souls crying out to the only one who can do something big when we feel so small. Lord, in your mercy, for your direct intervention, we offer certain things up to you. Direct intervention, help, guidance, hope where we are spiritually parched. We offer up our daily work, all our thoughts, all our words, all our deeds, all our hobbies, all our sorrows, all our troubles, all our difficulties, all our doubts, all our anxieties. Lord, in your mercy, when everyone near and dear to us, send your enveloping light. On every person we will encounter this week, send a God-glorifying blessing. On nations and those in authority, send your wisdom and good counsel. On those caught in war, famine, disaster, send your tangible, liberating rescue. On those who serve and protect and defend, send your protective shield for them. On those without shelter or food, send walls and nourishment. On schools near and far, send your knowledge and joy. On those who travel, send your safety and refreshment. On homes and families, send faith upon faith upon faith. On those who are lonely, send your compassion. On those who can't fall asleep because of worry, send your unparalleled peace. On those who are ill and in pain, send your healing recovery. The Apostle John wrote, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. Lord, great doctor of souls, we pray that the health not only of our souls but our bodies all serves to glorify your name and march forward the kingdom of Christ in this your world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Your love is inspiring and it's challenging. Move us deliberately by the power of your Spirit from a have-to attitude to a want-to attitude and a way of life, a life which reflects a resurrected Redeemer who bled and died for each of us, just as his faithfulness reflected your goodness in the lives of the people around him. May our faithfulness reflect your goodness in the lives of the people around us. May we overflow mercy and stand valiant for truth. May we overflow mercy and stand valiant for truth. May we overflow mercy, stand valiant for truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
And Lord, we say a special prayer for those whose souls are tired and they are weary, and they need to hear today the words of Christ, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. In the strong name of King Jesus, our friend and shepherd and savior, raised, ruling, renovating, soon to return, in his name we pray. Amen.